This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. When it comes to large social networks, Google Plus is the loneliest, but the tech giant has been working on ways to change that. And today comes the launch of Google Helpouts. It's kind of like the company's live video conferencing tool, Google Hangouts, except Google Plus users can now log into a special Helpouts website that connects them with an array of experts. Think a baker critiquing your cookie batter stirring technique, or a carpenter giving you moral support as you build your back deck. Here to discuss is Mike Isaac, senior editor at the website All Things D. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Now, will these things actually be helpful? It's my understanding that Google has sort of tapped some very specific organizations to be there and ready to help you.
It's interesting because they've definitely lined up a number of marketers and brands. So, like, if you want to do makeup tips, there's a Sephora. But it just sort of depends on what people want to go to the internet for. There's obviously a bajillion YouTube videos that have essentially the same sort of offerings, but you don't have to pay for it. So what's my incentive to go and pay for it rather than go watch a free YouTube video?
I guess the incentive maybe is that you're talking to a live person and you can show them your mess of a kitchen or your chair that you're trying to sand. Is that the idea here?
That's exactly right. I think they're trying to sort of play up the human connection. Google's been doing that a lot, especially since they're criticized for being sort of a company that doesn't really get how people work as opposed to Facebook. So the idea is if you're talking to someone on live video, hopefully they can get more of where you're coming from rather than a static YouTube video that can't see you at your house.
So handicap this thing for me. What do you think about this?
It's funny because Google has tried a lot of these initiatives in the past, and they've definitely have this sort of like lofty vision for it. But, you know, there's been a lot of failures of them. They've done Google Buzz, which sort of fizzled out. Google Plus has definitely not have a lot of traction. Google Wallet, which you also need to pay for the service, has barely any users. So I'm always sort of skeptical in these grand visions that they have. But who knows, maybe people will actually be charmed by it.
Mike Isaac is a senior editor at the website All Things D. Mike, thank you very much, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.